With us now by phone is Catherine Herding of Lake Elmo, Minnesota. Catherine is coming to the Grand Marais Art Colony late in January. She will be an instructor for the course The Colors of Winter. Good morning, Catherine, and welcome.
Hi, thank you.
So tell us first a little bit about how you got started in watercolors.
Well, actually, my mom got me started when I was in probably junior high. She got tired of cleaning my clothes from oil paints and decided to start me in watercolors, and it just kind of took off from there. I actually started as a wildlife artist about 40 years ago and developed a line of note cards and prints and was selling in local art shows. Then I got kind of tired of painting the animals, but I was really intrigued by the landscape and the background, and that's pretty much how I got started into landscape work. So it's been kind of a long journey, but very exciting for me.
Okay, that sounds very interesting. So you often use what's called a high horizon line in your work. Can you explain for those of us who are clueless what that is and
sure.
why you use that?
If you use a high horizon line, that means your eye level is high in the picture, which means I'm looking at things that are close to me. So I tend to focus on landscapes that are close to me, and could be because when I'm hiking, I'm looking at my feet, and that's what I'm seeing. But very often, I'm not painting the broad landscape, but more something a little bit more intimate. And if you had a low horizon, you're painting more of the sky and the broad landscape. So I tend to focus on things that are a little bit more intimate and some things we might pass by and not see all the time. So.
Okay, so that's good. Kind of a little different perspective then,
yep.
perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now you've got it's a 5-day class that's coming up in January. It's called The Colors of Winter.
Yes.
What about winter landscapes gets your attention?
Well, I, of course, have grown up and lived in Minnesota most of my life, and I happen to love snow, but what I love about it is the colors in it. On a cloudy day, you don't see it, but the sun came out the other day, and the colors are spectacular because of the reflected light. You have a brilliant blue sky, and it reflects all of those colors off the crystals in the snow. And shadows tend to intrigue me. I see shadows before I see their objects, usually, and they describe the landscape. They go up and over logs and trees and around, and they can be used as compositional tools, and that's kind of what I use them for. They kind of draw the viewer into the painting and get them to the point of the focal point of what I want them to see. So it's just an intriguing compositional thing for me, I guess, along with the color.
Okay, so now this is a 5-day class you've got coming up. What can students expect? I assume some of the looking for those pieces and helping pick that out and how to convey
sure.
that.
Actually, what I want to do is lead them through the process that I use to execute my watercolor paintings. We'll be focusing, to begin with, on fundamentals such as composition and composing the landscape and how I select my subjects. We'll work with value structures and some color solutions, finding colors that we can use that will work for winter landscapes. I find a little upfront planning works wonders for paintings and usually leads to more successful work. We'll also be working with value, intensity, and color temperature contrast to build depth. As artists, we're kind of a little bit of a magician, and we have three basic tools in our toolkit, and that's the value, intensity, and color temperature. And we use those to create the third dimension, the depth, and so those are important things to learn. So I'm going to lead them through a three-step process that I use that simplifies all of our the watercolor. And it's repeatable, and so they'll learn that. And we may, weather permitting, go out and do a little bit of photography, show them, you know, what I'm looking for in winter scenes. And at the end, I always wind up with a critique session. It's easy to see what we've learned in other people's work. Usually we're a little bit too close to what we do, and if we see it in others' work, it really kind of solidifies it for the student. And then if we do have time, I always like to play with a little bit of freezing watercolor on paper outside. It has to be below 20 degrees, and we probably will see that. And if we do that, we cover the paper with water, let it freeze, and then we add staining watercolors to it. And when it thaws and dries out, we have a beautiful pattern of the crystalline structure on the paper. So there are lots of fun things we can do, but those are kind of the things I want to focus on.
The last technique sounds interesting. I've never heard of such
things. Yeah, well, you can't do it everywhere.
I suppose so, yeah. So what do you enjoy about the teaching, the best part of teaching for you?
Well, it's been interesting for me because I've been doing it about 10 years now, and I never thought I would really enjoy it, but I love it because, for me, it helps solidify what I'm talking about in my own work, and it has really improved my own work. But I really, it's a gift I've been given, and I enjoy giving that away to other people, and it's truly a lot of fun for me.
Well, excellent. We are talking with watercolor artist and instructor Catherine Herding. The Colors of Winter is January 26th through the 30th at the Grand Marais Art Colony. More information and registration is available online at grandmarais.org or by phone at 387-2737. Catherine, is there anything else you would like to add?
Well, I just encourage people to sign up for the class, and I think they'll have a lot of fun. And I know a lot of people who really want to learn how to paint snow, so I'm looking forward to it a lot.
Well, excellent. Thanks for joining us this morning, Catherine.
Well, thanks so much. Appreciate it.